Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
I'd like for us to open our Bibles to Psalm 8. Psalm Division 8. We'll read a few verses there. Are you there? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the parts of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Praise the Lord. I would like for us to read also from Romans chapter 9. We'll read verses 20 and 21. Romans 9, 20 and 21. But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the things formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? Children of God, we want to talk about self-esteem tonight. Self-esteem. Self-esteem. As we're seated, I would like for us to be honest, very honest with ourselves. Because I know that all of us, in one way or another, have experienced moments of acceptance and also moments of rejection. And what is self-esteem? Self-esteem is a favorable, commendable, promising, suitable opinion of ourselves. When you have a good self-esteem, you actually think of yourself very highly. You want to even pat yourself on the back and say, wow, I'm good. It's not, I know that they use the slang, I'm bad. when they mean I'm good. But you just see yourself and you say, wow, I'm good. But in this particular good self-esteem, the Bible wants us, and I would like for us to actually see it, Romans 12, verse 3, it says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, the Bible is actually saying, don't be too self-consumed to actually think that you are the one who has made it. Think more about the higher being who has actually helped you in making it. A brilliant boy, a brilliant girl in school tend to have that look of belittling those who are in his or her class who are not doing as well as he or she is doing. And we need to be very careful to know that all glory must be to God. However, a good self-esteem is good. Now, we see also that in Galatians chapter 6, beginning from verse 3, Galatians 6, 3, and then we'll read verse 4 also. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he does what? He deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. If you think you're something or you're nothing, you deceive yourself. And also we know that sometimes we'll think low of ourselves. We think low of ourselves. And to this, the Bible wants us, Ephesians 2:10, and we're going to do it again, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should work in them. Children of God, there are three statements I want to make, and I want us to prioritize them according to what you think should be. I love God. People love me. I love myself. Which one should come first? Say it now. Okay. Second, I love myself. And then people love me. You see, you're right. If you do not love yourself and you depend on people to love you, sincerely speaking, you are actually sitting on a nail, on the, you know, that edge that is very sharp. Some people would say that they love you when they don't love you. You must be able to love yourself and not be expecting people to love you. In fact, they don't owe you anything. Nobody owes you anything. Love God. Love yourself. I think actually we've done this before, during a particular worship service. Now, we need to see ourselves as disciples of Jesus Christ, followers of Jesus, special people in God's sight. And we know that God, who is our creator, made us for himself in order for us to glorify him. And knowing that indeed we are special before God should make us to feel emotionally high enough, emotionally good that God loves you. God cares for you. God is working miracles in your life. He's showing you his way. I would like for us to read another portion of the scriptures, and that is taken from Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. Psalm 139, 13 to 16. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. And then, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. What actually is this passage saying? If you believe in your heart that God Almighty fearfully and wonderfully made you, why do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, I'm ugly? Why? Why? There is something about it, you know. It is important for you to know that God fashioned you as you are for his own purpose. In fact, a lot of writers actually have said that we are designed for God's own purpose. He fashioned us. He made pattern of us to the point that there is no other pattern that is like us. And that should make us feel grateful to God. Grateful. You may be short, you may be tall, you may be fat, you may be thin. You may actually be ugly according to human, you know, standard, or pretty. You may be intelligent or slow. You may be an introvert or extrovert. You should accept yourself the way you are. But let me say this, it is a caution. As you accept your frame, it is not the acceptance of the fact that you are indulging in sin and therefore you are straying away from God. No. Accept the form that God has made you. We have some people, you know, short and pretty. You just look at them and say, wow. Then the person may look and say, oh, if only I'm taller. Accept the way you are. You did not make yourself. And guess what? There is no one out of the 7-point-something billion people on earth that looks like you. So fashioned, no one can ever look like you again. You are unique. And God has given you an assignment for his own purpose. All we need to do is, you know, cooperate with God to achieve that assignment. We're talking about self-esteem, and we'll come to the real nitty-gritty of it. But this is actually something that we need to look into properly and let the Lord God Almighty glorify himself in understanding who we are in relation to God. In relation to God, we are special, made by the master creator. And I know that indeed it shall be well with us as we continue. If you look into the book of Exodus chapter 4, Moses was called by God. Now, do you know that God has always known that Moses was not eloquent, slow in speech? But God has an assignment for him. And that assignment can only be carried out by Moses. And while Moses was actually saying to God, why are you sending me? How come? You know that I am not eloquent. Let's see, huh? Verse 10. Then Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Hear the reply of God in verse 11. So the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth? Or who has, who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord?" Huh? You know, sometimes we feel down. Huh? I know that, you know, if young ladies will actually admit it, when you're having, you're invited to a date, and you look at your face and you see a pimple, you want to quickly rush to the chemist in order to squeeze it out. Oh, I don't like it, and so on and so forth. How may I actually say this? Go there and be who God has made you to be. I was so thrilled by this documentary that I saw on the Facebook. This lady was wearing a wig that actually has long hair, and the man that she went to meet at the restaurant was seeing her for the first time. And then the man said, "Wow, you look so beautiful." And the lady said, "You know something? I don't have any hair on my head." And the man said, "What are you saying?" He said, "Yes, I took after my father. I don't have hair on my head." And she removed the wig. And she was totally what? Huh? Totally clean-shaved. Well, no little part of her hair around something. And the man looked at her again and said, "You know something? In fact, you look more beautiful this way than the wig you are wearing." Do you know what actually the lady did? She went to the powder room, put the wig inside her bag, and came with the natural hair. And as she was being admired, self-confidence built in her to say, "Wow, this one likes it this way. I don't need to cover up." The self-esteem was built. And we need to actually look at this properly to know that God has not made a mistake in making you. I pray that we'll be able to accept what God has done and praise Him. Actually, I used to say something, and I believe I'm right. If you see somebody and you say, "Wow, this person is so ugly, so ugly to the point that it's making you nauseated or something," you are actually talking against his or her maker. I will say to you, you better repent. You better repent. And don't ever look at anybody and say that the person is not worth, you know, the type to live in the midst of human beings. You've seen this before, maybe, of a man that was married to a gorgeous lady, according to actually, you know, physical appearance. And the lady suffered fire incident that disfigured her face and her arms and so on and so forth. And this man did not in any way feel shame to take her to wonderful places. He happened to be a big man in his office, and he will invite him for dinner, for this and so, and he will go with this wife of his who has been disfigured by fire, and he was so proud of it. And I looked and said, "That is love, you know. That is love." Some of us forcing ourselves to diet by all means, and we are going on hunger strike and things like that in order to impress our people. I just look and say, no, I'm not saying that you should actually go beyond what is actually called for to enjoy your health. No. But please be careful who you want to impress. The Lord said to Moses, I created the mute. I created the blind. I created the deaf. And when you see these ones, don't ever look down on them, because I, the creator, I know what I'm doing. Then again, do you know that Peter was not really Peter when he first met with the Lord? What was his name? Church? What was his name? Simon. In the book of John chapter 1 verse 42. John 1 42. You know, his name was Simon. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, son of Jonah. You shall be called what? Whether Cephas or Cephas, which is translated a stone. And Cephas or Cephas is Peter. Now, do you know the meaning of Simon? Well, it can be called hearing, or one that hears. But the meaning, another meaning for Simon is reed. Reed. R-E-E-D. And the Lord looked at him. You reed. You will no longer be reed, but stone or rock. Now, what do you think that would do to Simon? Sincerely speaking, he will want to throw himself to this wonderful person who has given him a name that will encourage him to know that he's beyond a reed. A reed can actually be driven by wind. But a stone will stand stable, unmoved. And the Lord God Almighty saw beyond what Simon could see concerning what actually he would do as a foundation for his church. And that is why we beg some people, please, I beg you, pray hard to know the names that you give to your baby. Don't just give any name. Like some people will actually go to Ghana and say, my first child shall be called Ghana. Do you know the meaning of Ghana? What we're saying in essence is this. It is good to have, things around us that will encourage us, that will really boost our self-esteem. We need to remember always that God does not see only the outward. He also sees. He looks from the heart. Now, I said when we started that there are two kinds of self-esteem. Two kinds of self-esteem. One, bad self-esteem, and the other one, good self-esteem. We will call it low self-esteem and high self-esteem. But with the first one, which is actually the low self-esteem, we see that it is important to know what can influence that to come about. When we have a bad self-esteem, self-image of ourselves, we see that we are dwelling too much on the negative things happening around us. Negative things about us. Maybe a failure that we have not been able to grapple with. It may be something that others have said concerning us. It may be, what we've been told since when we were growing up. It's negative aspects of life. And we need to caution ourselves to know that hey, in Christ Jesus, we are now, we have had the rebirth. We have been born again. It is important for us to actually get to that. And when you have bad self-esteem or low self-esteem, you lack confidence. When you have low self-esteem, you are unable to discover your potential and pursue your purpose in life. When you have low self-esteem, you reject yourself and make yourself to be down, down, down what actually you ought to be. Now, when you feel that way, guess what? There are some things that we do as human beings when we feel that way. We put on a mask. We put on a mask. And what actually is that mask? We see that when you feel not too confident, what do you do? A loud mouth. You raise your voice. You raise your voice. And then when you feel insecure, what do? In order to cover up, you stay with the in-group. You stay with people that matter according to the world standard. You want to be friends of the hero of in the school. You want to be friends of people that are well respected. Oh, I know so and so. I'm a friend to so and so. You make the friend to now cover for you to actually make you somebody. That is bad. Very bad. And of course, when you actually associate failure to yourself, you feel so inferior, you feel so shy, you feel so withdrawn, and then you want to hide yourself somewhere as if to say, I'm not an achiever. And then when you do that, guess what? You now result into what we have in the book of Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 32. When you get home, I would like for you to read that. But let me summarize some of the things actually that that passage is saying. You result into alcoholism. You result into drug addiction. You result into criminal activities. You result into rebellion, into abuse of sex, marriage breakup, vandalism, violence, and so on and so forth. Why? Because you believe that I cannot attain something that actually is worth noticing. Therefore, I'll do the other side of it and get noticed in the wrong way. Please, I beg you in the name of the Lord, let us draw away from that. I'll quickly go to the second one, which is the good self-esteem. We need to experience God's love in order to actually have this. When you have experienced the love of God and the power of God in your life, sincerely speaking, it doesn't matter what people say, because you know yourself to be a child of God, a wonderful child of God that God is proud of to showcase. And then we see that also that when we know that we are accepted by God, who created all things, then that settled saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And that sinks into your faculty. That actually makes you to want to say, hey, it doesn't matter whether, you know, my head is deep inside or is bulging out or whatever. It doesn't matter. The Lord who created it has a purpose for it. We need to understand also that in ourselves, we are so special to the Lord Jesus Christ, who will continue to give us a new perspective to living. A new perspective to living. This will enable us to have confidence in ourselves and in God and feel secure, no acceptance, achieve success, and fulfill what the Lord has sent us to come and achieve. When we are not fulfilling, it's some people in the world especially will draw to some things that they think, you know, will make them to be satisfied. And we need to be very careful not to find ourselves in this. You cannot find satisfaction in money. You cannot find satisfaction in money. The new testimony that people carry around now is that of Evans, the kidnapper. $1 million from two people that he kidnapped. What did he do with those money? $1 million. Now he said something about the fact that he was never satisfied with what actually he was seeing around him. That they never brought him joy. And how could he find joy? Because they were ill-gotten money. And some will actually rest on it, as if money will do. Some become workaholics because they think that they are made to just work and work and work. And you can never find fulfillment in it. Some, they indulge in pleasure. Anything pleasurable. Traveling here and there, seeing this city, boasting about having been to North Pole and South Pole, and so on and so forth. But what is that? And some of us, we bury ourselves in our studies. We think actually that having 2 or 3 PhDs will make us be something. Have it all. You can never have it all anyway. And some bury themselves in sports. Some just being excellent in anything they'd lay their hands on. And so on and so forth. Some indulge themselves in power. Some indulge themselves in good looks. Good looks. Oh, I must look good. I must actually, you know, when I move around, people must turn their heads. Wonderful. And of course, some nice dress. Nice dress. It must be what they call fashion something they call it. All these things can only bring you temporal satisfaction. Very temporal. The only satisfaction you can have is a wonderful relationship with your God. A wonderful relationship with the God. And knowing that indeed the Lord God Almighty speaks to you while you speak with him. That is the meaning of living. We are created for his purpose. Only when we find ourselves in his purpose can we really be somebody. Somebody not to boast concerning ourselves, but to boast in the Lord himself. Somebody that actually will be fulfilled in him. Christ Jesus is the one who has called us the only begotten Son of God. He is the one that can make us to be achievers even here on earth. I would like for us to see again the book of Ephesians 2:10. Maybe you have not seen it. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Each comma that is actually there is separating something and has deep meaning. God fashioned us.
and created us in Christ Jesus, his Son, for good works. If I have no good works, I am living for nothing. I am living for nothing, which God prepared beforehand. In other words, God did not make a mistake in creating you. He did not make a mistake. God will not put a round peg in a square hole. He created, he fashioned you, prepared you beforehand that you should work in them. You know what? He has set your goal for you, your way for you. And when you find yourself walking in it, guess what? You know that indeed you are truly living. When you, at the end of the day, when you actually want to assess what you have achieved that day, how do you go about it? You did this, you did that, you did this, you did this. We may be doing the right thing, but totally wrong in the sight of God. But when we are in his program, when we are walking on the path that he has laid for us, at the end of the day, you know that indeed it may be insignificant to other people's eyes, but to God, you've been an obedient servant. You need to actually note, I believe that we need to live by that passage, Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. May God help us to really achieve this for him, in Jesus' name. What is your self-esteem like? You see yourself and you hate yourself? Or you see yourself and you just say, wow, God, you are wonderful. Huh? Somebody said that the black man will want to turn white, the white man will want to turn black, the straight hair will want to have curly hair, the curly hair will want to have straight hair. It seems as if we are not in any way satisfied with what God has created. That is a carnal mind. A carnal mind. May we appreciate God for who God is and for what God has created us to be. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.